Who's on the ivories there?
Could be Earl Father Hines or Mead Lux Lewis. You're laughing at me.
Because you make up those names.
I'm not making up. Those are real people.
Do that again.
Earl Father Hines.
Yes.
Earl Hines was a great pianist in the early 20s, or Mead Lux Lewis. They played that commonly known as boogie woogie style. That's what that is. It's either them or Jerry Lee Lewis, perhaps. But you would think Jerry Lee Lewis would sing it.
You think?
Yeah. That was just an instrumental version.
And you got $10 from each of them for playing that?
Well, they're both gone. I doubt that I got 10 bucks from
you. Should. Did you watch the conventions?
Not wall to wall, but yes.
Of course. You're a news guy. Right?
Yep.
Of course you did.
Yep.
Well, I don't mean to steal the thunder.
What, are you running for office now?
No. I don't think so.
Are you the third party candidate?
No. I don't mean that. Rick Pearson will be here after 7 o'clock, and I don't want to take away, but I suggest he may not talk about this. There are now dog toys with the images of Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton.
Dog toys. So the dogs will chew these toys.
Exactly.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not a fan of fill in the blank, I suppose.
You can vote or you can buy the dog toy.
Right. And they really do. I mean, you can go to my blog, stevedale.tv, and you will see for yourself. They truly did a great job. I mean, they really look like all the candidates. Cat toys, of course, have catnip in it. But similarly, but smaller,
mm-hmm.
so the cats can bat them around, right?
Right, right.
But my favorite, different company, poop bags in the image of Clinton or Trump, depending on who you prefer. I don't make this stuff up.
Oh, wow.
All right, you'll be here after 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll talk to you then, Mr. Schwani.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Vicky Carmella will be here in just a moment, Director of Veterinary Services, to talk about an initiative called Pet Care Starts with Vet Care. I'll talk to you about that in our phone number 312-981-7200. But what I really want your reaction to, same phone number or text me, 312-981-7200, is this story. We have video to prove that this really happened. It's on my blog, stevedale.tv. So here's the scenario. It was last week. It was 80 degrees when this began to happen. But I'm told, and I believe, into the 80s throughout, you know, the temperature went up a little bit throughout this period of time. And here's what happened. A guy in a, looked like a pickup truck type thing, leaves the pickup truck type thing to go somewhere. And inside is a dog. Windows shut, 80 degrees or more. Windows are closed. Now, I know that in 15 or 20 minutes, it will heat up. It will, even if you are parked in the shade, to well over 100 degrees, likely 120 degrees or more. About 20 minutes go by, and these guys are walking down the street, and they're up to no good. And what they do is they throw a rock or something into one of the windows. They pull out a computer, completely break open the window. They don't see or maybe don't care that there's a German Shepherd-type dog sitting in the back seat, probably suffocating until they broke that window. Now, having the window open a crack or at all doesn't solve completely the problem. The guy came back in another, 30, 40 minutes. The dog in all was in the car for an hour, but there were about 40 minutes or so that the window was completely broken open. Had the dog been in the car longer, the dog probably would have died. And as it was, you see the dog got out of the car kind of lackadaisical, looking on the street everywhere for something, I think water. This dog was very thirsty, apparently, and wandered away from its owner at one point in time. So who gets charged here? The guys that broke into the car? Yeah, if they can catch him, yes, for taking the computer, of course. However, in my opinion, now we have video of the guy leaving a dog in a hot car, which is in Chicago and in the state of Illinois, against the law, for good reason, of course. So do I think maybe he ought to be charged? Yeah. What do you think? 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. This initiative I love. It's called Pet Care Starts with Vet Care. And Dr. Vicky Carmella is on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Carmella.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for this opportunity to connect today. I'm such a huge fan of your work and always look forward to hearing your talks at veterinary conferences and events that I attend.
Well, thank you. And it was good to see you. We caught up at the one conference or not, I don't remember. I think it was North American Veterinary Conference. And as time went on, I heard about this initiative that Blue Buffalo is leaping forward with. And I think leaping forward is a good way to put it, because we have a problem in America. As good as veterinary medicine can be, as good as veterinary medicine is, people are not seeing their veterinarian, which is, you know, pets are members of the family. We care about them. We love them in enormous numbers. By all polls taken, it's well over, it's about 90% plus. Having said that, we're not taking them to the veterinarian. So is that what this is all about?
That's exactly what this is about. This Pet Care Starts with Vet Care campaign is focused on consumer and pet owner awareness for preventative medicine. We all know that preventative medicine is the best medicine for early disease detection and prevention.
How do we know that? I mean, you're a veterinarian, so yeah. If anyone can tell me, you can.
Sure. So prior to joining Blue Buffalo, I was in private practice, so I can tell you that routine veterinary care provides preventative medicine in three different ways. Annual veterinary visits have three components. The first is a physical exam. So things such as obesity or dental disease can be diagnosed just on a physical exam alone.
Okay, before you get to numbers two and three, I don't want to just slide by this. So one would think, okay, I know that my pet is fat. Well, I would argue people always don't. So if you see someone that you haven't seen, and please, Dr. Carmella, don't say this describes me, but if you see someone that you haven't seen in, say, 6 months, you may notice that they've put on maybe more than a few pounds. You haven't seen them in a while. If you see that person every day, say you work with that person, it actually may be more difficult to tell that in 6 months that person put on 15 pounds. A cat that puts on, say, 3 pounds, well, if you had, to begin with, a 14-pound cat, and now that cat weighs 17 pounds, we're talking, I'm making up numbers because I can't do math that quickly, but approximately 15% of the cat's weight in perhaps what would be a short period of time, well, that's a concern. I mean, imagine putting on 15% of your own weight. So it's not always as obvious as we think.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And think about dental disease as well. You know, as a pet owner of four dogs currently, you know, I'm not looking, well, as a veterinarian, I'm probably looking more often than the typical pet parent, but pet parents aren't typically looking in the back of their dog's or cat's mouth to look at their molars and, you know, to assess for gingivitis. And those things can be seen on annual exams.
And we don't have X-ray eyes. So just like the dentist needs to X-ray our teeth every once in a while, the same ought to be true in veterinary medicine as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Number two.
Diagnostic testing. So especially in areas in the South, but now this is more of a national problem as well. Take heartworm disease, for example. There's no way, unless we have end-stage heartworm disease, for a pet parent to know that their dog or cat is afflicted with heartworm. So part of that annual veterinary visit includes diagnostic testing, such as blood tests like heartworm disease testing or even Lyme disease testing, which is very prevalent where I am in the Northeast.
Well, tick disease is an epidemic, really. So the fact that veterinarians can test for it so easily is better than what they do on the human side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the third major component of annual veterinary visits includes vaccines, and vaccinations can be essential to prevent transmissible diseases such as rabies, which is our number one vaccination in the U.S. here.
But rabies doesn't exist. You never hear about it.
Yeah. Well, we do hear about it, unfortunately.
Well, and the reason why, I mean, I'm kidding there. And in fact, in the Chicago area, I don't remember the suburb, just yesterday or the day before, it was in the news that someone was actually, I think, bitten, if I read the story right, by a rabid bat. And now has to be treated with all those vaccines, expensive ones, and I'm told still painful ones that are involved in all that. The point is that the only reason why we don't see more rabies is because people do vaccinate, and the minute we stop, if we were to stop, then we'd be in the same shape as countries like China. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely right. Not too long ago, maybe a year or two ago, back here in Connecticut, there was an incident where a puppy who was outdoors had not yet been vaccinated, and it turned out that unfortunately he contracted rabies and subsequently died. Well, from the time that he was, they believe, was exposed to the disease and the time that he was diagnosed with the disease, more than 60 people came into contact with that puppy. So think about, I mean, children alike all had to be treated for possible rabies exposure, and that's just terrible.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, it's expensive and potentially painful as well. So So the whole idea of this campaign is to create visibility around all this and say you ought to see your veterinarian once a year at least. And frankly, I think twice a year because of the way pets age, which is much faster than we do.
Yep, absolutely. I think twice a year would be best. And in some cases, depending on the age or signalment of the pet, maybe potentially even more, depending on what they have happening with their health.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place that people can learn more about this? And what we're talking about, friends, if you just joined us, this is Dr. Vicky Carmella, Director of Veterinary Services at Blue Buffalo. Pet care starts with vet care is what we're talking about.
Absolutely. So we can visit bluebuffalo.com and go to the About Blue section. And in there's a news article explaining what this multimedia year-long campaign is all about, which is consumer awareness and driving pet parent education to support the veterinary profession and get them to bring their pets to the veterinarian more often.
Well, our phone number and text 312-981-7200. If you'd like to comment about that story that I offered earlier about the dog being locked in a hot car and the crooks coming to not rescue the dog, however, by breaking the window and stealing a computer, they happen to probably save the dog's life by allowing at least a little bit of air inside the car. I want you to comment on that. But we do have a question for you, Dr. Carmella. It's kind of a general one. My dog is coughing a lot. What do I do?
Well, that's a perfect example of why your dog should go to the veterinarian. There's thousands of reasons, really, why a dog could be coughing. Things such as canine infectious respiratory disease, which is a complex of different bacteria or viral diseases, can cause coughing in dogs. Also, issues with the larynx, such as laryngeal paralysis or other anatomical things that can cause coughing. So really, without a physical exam, it's impossible to tell, but absolutely a reason to visit your veterinarian.
And very specifically, if you're in the Chicago area, as I believe this texter is, the dog flu is still certainly out there. Dr. Carmella, if you can give me one more time that website.
Sure. So visit bluebuffalo.com and go to the About Blue section where you can read all about Pet Care Starts with Vet Care and our dedication to promoting awareness for preventative medicine.
Well, thank you. Thank Blue Buffalo for doing this.
Steve, thank you.
It's a great story. It's good to talk to you again. Are you going to be at AVMA, the Convention of the American? Yeah. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, she will. Is that what you said?
Yes, I'll be in San Antonio this coming week. Absolutely. Will you be?
Uh-huh. Nice, cool San Antonio.
Well, luckily we'll be inside most of the time, so I very much look forward to seeing you there.
The same here. Thank you, Dr. Carmella.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice lady. We reconnected just some time ago, and I heard about this campaign and was asked if we could do a Yeah, sure. I'm all about that. I think it's a great idea. What do you think about that story? 312-981-7200. Call, text, whatever you'd like. You can do it with either which way. You heard me talk about it. The dog is locked in a very hot car over time. Might have died, really, if that guy hadn't come back in an hour. And it's over 80 degrees, and the windows are completely not open. And the dog, I mean, it would have been 150, 160 degrees in that car. We wouldn't survive. So there's no way the dog would, even if the car is parked in the shade. However, 20 minutes go by, that's bad enough, and these guys come in and they break into the car to steal a computer. They break the window completely, so now you've got a window that's completely open. At least some air is coming in. The dog does survive, but still, when the owner comes back, it's an hour in total that the dog is in the car alone. Is that too long? I mean, the dog might have died, did survive, but still, is there a crime? And I say, yeah, the guy stealing the computer, that's a crime. But I think a crime, leaving a dog in a hot car like that, and truly reading a law, it is. In Chicago, where this happened against the law, and in the state of Illinois, where obviously it occurs, it occurred, is also against the law. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, several texts here, 312-981-7200. Charge the jerk. That's the essence of what you're saying, and that's exactly what someone said. We're talking about the guy who left the dog in a hot car. Someone came and stole his computer along the way. The dog's in the car for about 20 minutes when that happens, but by breaking open the window, probably did save the dog's life. But I think not only the guy who stole the computer, actually several people, you could see video of all this. It's right there. That's the point. So in today's world, right, wrong, or otherwise, we've got video to show this stuff. And, well, the guy left the dog in a hot car. That's against the law, too. So should he be charged? The texters are all saying yes. Do you disagree with that? Do you think maybe the guy, okay, he give him a warning or something? I don't know. 312-981-7200, you can text me as well. But so far, if I'm counting votes, unanimously, you say charge that guy too. Have you heard about the Canine Cruise? That is the latest podcast at WGN Plus. So it's WGNplus.com. You could also find it on iTunes. It was developed right here on this radio show with Holly Agra. That's Mercury Skyline Cruise Line. That's one of the boat lines that you see go out on Lake Michigan up and down the Chicago River. They've been doing it like 75 years or something like that. They're on the southeast corner. And Holly came into the studio and I said, you don't have enough people from the suburbs coming in? It's because they don't want to leave their dogs home all day. You need a cruise, an architecture cruise, because they're the ones that do the original architecture cruises. You need an architecture cruise for dogs. She said, what? But she gave it a try, and what, 12 years or something later, it's still going on and doing very well. It's on Saturdays and Sundays, the Canine Cruises. I'll give them a free commercial here. I don't care. It's a 90-minute cruise. It goes through September, the end of September. Adults are $34. Kids under 12 are $12. Dogs are $8. If you're under 3 years old, you ride for free. But it's so much fun, I will tell you. Again, on the southeast corner of Michigan and Wacker, and that is, I'm looking for the time, I think it's at 10:30, but I'm not sure. It's on Saturdays and Sundays in the morning. You could check their website or just listen to the podcast at WGN Plus. Oh gosh, now we have the phone calls. The show's over. I'm going to try to squeeze this in, at least one of them really quickly. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Brian. I've had 14 dogs. They always want to go with me wherever I go.
Sure.
If you go in the store, you're going to go in there for 5 minutes. Something happens. It's an accident. The dog wants to be with you. Things happen. That's all.
So you're saying this guy shouldn't have brought his dog with him in the first place?
No, I'm saying he should have taken the dog with him. But what if something happened in the store, unbeknownst to him, the dog wants to go with you? I take my dogs with me everywhere I go.
Right, but I hope you don't leave them in a hot car with the windows all closed.
No, I do not do that. What I'm saying is, if I know I'm going to the store, I'm going to be like 2 minutes,
uh-huh,
and you run back out, but things happen. That's all. He,
I'm not suggesting the guy did it on purpose, but what I am suggesting is it's against the law to leave a dog in a hot car, period, end of story. And that's what he did, and in total, it was an hour. I mean, you could see the clock go by. You could see the video on my site, and you can comment on it then. But so you're defending what he did? You don't think he should be charged?
No, I do not.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. All right, thanks.
All right. Only rushing him because we're almost out of time here. Oh, no. Happy anniversary to my wife and I suppose me. It is more years than 28 years, actually.